Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rubric Hour, brought to you by LuckyMojo.com, the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and DrKeone.com. I'm your host, Dr. Keone, here along with my co-host, Cat Ironwood from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. And we are here to talk to you, the public, about your problems with love, career, spiritual protection. You name it, we probably can address it with hoodoo. And so we'll give you spells to help you remediate your issues. And, of course, you'll learn a lot just by listening to us. And you can do that online at blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodooRootWorkHour. Or if you'd like to take your chance to speak with us, you can call us at 818-394-8535. That's 818-394-8535. Why don't you get on board the Hoodoo Express? Because we will give you the best advice, the best consultations you could ever get from the best workers in Hoodoo, Cat Ironwood, and myself, Dr. Keone. We'll be going to your calls in just a moment, but first, let's go to our co-host, Cat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Cat, how you doing, baby girl?
I'm doing pretty well today. Just been working, the usual. It's a cool, kind of cloudy day, but not bad out here.
Yes. It's raining where I am, and very gray and cloudy, and I'm sitting right here looking out over Times Square in New York City, so we're actually remote today, and I'm just beside myself sitting here looking at all the lights and on the 26th floor, and you know, we're doing hoodoo in the big city. What can I say?
Wow, are you there for a client?
Yes, I am, and I'll be leaving tomorrow morning. I was actually supposed to leave today, but I'm leaving tomorrow morning. That way I wouldn't miss the show tonight. So, but it's been a very, very good time here, and I've gotten some work done, and also got a little bit of sightseeing in yesterday, and, you know, just felt like a tourist for a little bit.
Yeah, man on the move. That's you.
Have juju, will travel to you.
That's wonderful. I'm the opposite. You know, I stay at home and they come find me.
Well, I like that, but you have a shop and you have the facilities for that, but then I have clients who are able to afford my services and ask me to come on site and take care of their needs for them, and it's always a pleasure to do that. I love to travel, and you know, I get to meet people face to face, and you know, it's an exciting life. You know, it's, being on top of the world. It's an exciting life. I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good for you. All right. Well, I'm in the middle of going through my forum looking for people who have pre-signed up. And, you know, we have this little situation where people can enter either your forum, jujucentral.net, or my forum, which is Lucky Mojo Forum, forum.luckymojo.com. And they can pre-sign up to have work prescribed to them. So people listening to this show who've never listened before, we can't just take random calls until we've gone through all the people that have pre-signed up. And usually that just about does us for the show, and we even have some left over. So we don't want anyone to be disappointed, but just remember that this is a kind of, you got to kind of give us a little information about yourself, all right?
Mm-hmm. So are we ready to take a call?
If you want to go first, that'd be fine with me. Just pull one off of your group, okay?
Okay, I have area code 805, and let's go ahead and find out if this is the individual that we want to speak to. Is this Gerald? Is this Gerald at area code 805? Okay, well, you know what? You snooze, you lose. So, Pat, let's go to your forum, please.
All right. let's see, you caught me unawares here. I got to go up to the top of it. And
I have another one if you.
Well, oh, no, I've got them. I just got to scroll until I find them. Hang on here. All right, so this one here is area code 954. Now, this is a person who's had a call with us before, and they said they're calling back to report updates. So do you want to take that one?
Yeah, area code 954.
954.
Hello,
yeah.
Hi, Ms. Kat. Hi, Dr.
Yes,
King.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Fine. How are you? Who are we speaking to?
So this is
Dean.
Dean. Spelled D-E-N-E.
Yes.
Dean.
Correct.
Okay. So we've talked with you before.
Right. I spoke with you back in, I believe, November about a contracting job. And I just wanted to get a reading on whether I would get it or not, and I did. I did my honey jar and my study work, and, you know, it worked out. The problem I'm having now is I was promised certain things, and I know, you know, you should get them in contract. But these are people that I've worked with before, and I trusted them. And I get over there, and I'm being sent to somewhere I have no idea I was going to. And also, the job that I was promised that I would eventually get, I did not get that job. I think a lot of it stems from a relationship with someone and the information that he might know about certain people that I work with, and I just need to know what.
All right. So, as I understand it, that you did the things that you were told to do, the honey jar. You got the job, but now it's not turned out to be the job you actually wanted. So, it didn't turn out to be as good as you thought it would be, and now you want to know. And what you wrote here was, will I get one of the jobs I applied for? What's the time frame? Should I go back to this job and wait for something to manifest? What is in the future? Okay. And you also said that part of the issues with your job was due to a relationship I was in with and lies that were told about to me about the direction the position I'm in would lead to. I'm going to ask for a little clarification about that. When you say relationship, is this like a love relationship?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So the love relationship has some connection to the job. Explain briefly.
I think so. The person that I am seeing, I'm not exactly sure where that is, he has some information on the people that I work with. Some not so good information, and I feel like I'm getting a lot of backlash, and I know it's based on my relationship with him. You know, people.
And your relationship with him is rocky, too.
Correct.
Yeah, this is not good.
Correct.
All right. I think I understand now. All righty. Well, do you want to read the cards or shall I, Dr. Keone?
I simply turned the cards to see if she will get the job she asked for, and I have a note here, and the devil card is in the mix, which does speak to this man being an issue, the relationship being an issue. But go ahead, Kat. That's all I have right now.
I got equally bad things here, and it's kind of interesting, actually. I got the Nine of Swords, which is a nightmare, bad things. Someone stabbed you. You wake up, you know what caused it. Then I got a card of death. That more says to me that this path is closed. There's something, this is an ending. This is going to be over. And the third card I got was justice, which says is there a legal matter involved in this in any way?
Not with me, but there is a legal matter involved with the person that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're on the right. Just making sure here we're on the right track. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, So what I'm going to say is, first of all, that relationship with that person who has caused you trouble in this job because of what they told you and what you know and they know, and there's things under the table here that you don't want to talk about on the radio. There's things that we don't want to make you talk about on the radio, but this is not good. End that relationship. This is not good. Okay? It's a millstone around your neck. Okay? That relationship, unless that person that you're having the relationship with, you don't have to call his name, but let's just give me a name to call him. What am I going to call this person?
John.
All right, I'll call him John. This person, John, has not done you a favor or any favors here and is a millstone around your neck with respect to the job. Okay? There are things under the table. There are things that are not to be spoken of, and let's just not, because it's not a good situation. All right? If I were you, I would do a thorough house cleaning. You might ask a question about John. You know, where is that going to go? But I don't see anything really good about John here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel it, Dr. K?
Actually, you read in my mind, Kat, because I was turning the cards to see what should be her disposition in regards to John. And the Fool card sits in the future here. So it says to me, new journey, new start, move on. Mm-hmm. The Daughter of Cups is reversed in the present with the Son of Cups reversed in the past. It's just, you know, when it's done, it's done. It's DOA. And mm-hmm. you're right. He did not do you a favor, and I don't see this situation panning out for you. The Eight of Stones is reversed in the outcome.
Yeah. So let's talk about what you can do to improve your situation. First of all, people who know me know I often recommend that when you have a rocky relationship with someone and it's hanging on, well, I didn't ask you the question, do you want to make things all good and smiley and beautiful with John, or are you going to give up on it?
I'm not, well, after hearing that, what choice do I have?
Well, you have all the choice in the world, honey. I need to say that I need to step back from what I read and tell you I'm not here to dictate terms to anybody. I just tell what I see. The cards fall the way they fall. People sometimes come back and say, you know, hey, despite it all, I made it work. And you know, it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, you go to the doctor and they give someone a death sentence. You're going to be dead in 2 years. But 20 years later, they're still alive, right? Was the doctor wrong? Well, the doctor just saw the most pessimistic viewpoint. I'm sorry the cards were pessimistic. You do have a choice. If you want to, I'd give you a spell right now to help you work to save this relationship, build it up, and eventually get to whatever you wanted out of it. I don't feel real optimistic. That's where I'm at. But if you say to me, I have to have this, I'll tell you everything I know on how to get it. I'm here to serve you, in other words.
I don't have to have that. What I have to have is a new job.
A job, right.
Yeah.
That's where we started
and
from, yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the situation, even though he did not know, you know, he didn't do it willingly. He didn't cause, you know, my coworkers to turn on me willingly. He didn't do that. It's just they feel like, well, maybe he knows, so maybe I know. So it's mm-hmm. you know, it's not something he did intentionally.
No. But it's water under the bridge now. It happened.
Right. And I do need to. I don't feel like that's the situation. I mean, they already lied to me. And I just, you know, that, in addition to that, I really don't feel like it's a situation that I want to be in. And I've been applying everywhere else to try to get something else. And, you know, that's.
Well, first thing I'm going to tell you is protect your assets that you have before you go looking for something else. So let's first talk about stopping the problems at this job while you look for another job. I'm going to give you just a couple of real quickies here. Have you ever worked with alum, you know, alum powder or rock alum? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what you're going to do is everybody on the job who has been a problem, who has gossiped, who has lied, who whatever, I want you to get their pictures or their business cards or whatever, and I want you to put them into a little packet that you make. I like to use brown recycled paper, paper towels. That's just me, but everyone can do it different. Some people will use cloth. And I want you to dip that over and over into alum, very strong water in which you've dissolved, hot water in which you've dissolved alum, alum powder or alum rock crystal, and or sprinkle the powder on it, let it dry, do it again and again and again. If you keep on doing it and it evaporates, another way to do it is, to, if you're really patient, put it in a little flat, like a Pyrex-type flat dish, and just set it within the oven with the door open, and you're going to want all that water to evaporate, and the whole thing will be all crystallized now into back into a chunk of alum. You see what I'm getting at? Okay. Have you ever done that or know what I'm talking about?
No, because, I haven't, but...
But you understand the science behind it.
Right.
Now, that's the science. Now, let me tell you the prayer behind it. The prayer is that alum stops bleeding, alum stops up your saliva. If you were to put it in your mouth, your whole mouth would pucker up. And so the idea is to stop their talking, shut their mouths, okay? Now, you don't want them angry. I've done shut-up spells where you put some red pepper in with that alum, not what you want to do here. This is all about just quiet things down. Put them all quiet. And then when you've done that, you can wrap in aluminum foil and just put them in the freezer if you want to. Or if you want to, you could keep it around as a little memento, wrap it up and just a little memento. Keep them quiet. You're trying to quiet them down. There are other things you could add to such a packet, but and some people would make a honey jar as well, or maybe even put that packet wrapped in aluminum foil in the honey jar. I wouldn't. I would just keep it as an alum packet, and that's its own thing in its own right. You can wrap it up in a piece of paper on which you've written your prayers and petitions, you know, and name them so-and-so and so-and-so. You will all be quiet. Just quiet, okay? Because you don't want any problems with these coworkers on the job until you get a new job. Okay. You can also do a honey jar on them. That's something I often recommend. That's a different kind of work, but I know you know what it is. You know this work.
Yeah.
All right. So, but you got to keep them down. Keep them quiet. Just quiet. 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 Now, while that's going on, you have to start looking for a new job and applying. And I want you to be doing that at a different time, at a different altar, if you can. You know what I'm saying? Don't mix these two works.
Okay.
Now, those people that you want to have to be quiet. Now, they've lied to you. They've not treated you well. There's no point in trying to get revenge. You just need to keep them completely calm until you get the new job. If it's a boss, you can use Boss Fix oil or powder or bath crystals. When you're making that alum thing, you can just take a little bit of bath crystal of the Boss Fix bath crystals and mix it in with the alum. Okay. So that's for to keep them down. Now, the next thing is to draw that new job, and that's where you're going to do Crown of Success and Victory, things like that, that are going to, you know, dress your resumes, anything that you do electronically, dress your fingers with oil before you tap, tap, tap on your little keyboard, you know. You understand what I'm saying for that?
I understand, but what are my prospects for the new job? That was my other question.
All righty. Dr. K, throw a card on that question, please. I talked
about
it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so the prospects for this job that you're on, you're asking about the prospects in the future, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, okay, then. All right. She didn't answer, but I thought so. Okay. Okay. I don't have the best of news here. I have a hangman beginning with this reading in the past with the four of wands reversed here in the present. So it says to me here, this is not going to be a very a position where you'll have a lot of tenure, where you'll be there for a very, very long time. Wands often, you know, signaling long-term prospects and, you know, in career and so forth. And this is Mars and Aries energy. So we do have a problem here. Four of Wands is reversed. The Father of Wands is in the outcome as a no card, saying to my interpretation that this job is not a long-term career prospect for you. And the judgment card, the rebirth card, as it is called here in the Quest Tarot, is in the outcome. I'm doing a four-card spread here. So that says to me a journey beginning anew, starting over anew. It's kind of interesting that this card comes up because, as you recall, Kat, I mentioned the Fool card in regards to what she should do with this guy, and that also indicated a journey moving away. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. You seem to be okay now for perhaps, you know, the immediate future, 2, 3, maybe 4 years, but I definitely would be looking down the road for other prospects.
Another thing, too, if you're having problems with people lying and you want them to tell the truth, you can use compelling. But again, I don't see a lot of help for these people. I don't see a future here. So I wouldn't invest a lot into trying to fix their emotional, psychological, social problems. You know, just let them be. Another thing, by the way, that you can, if you're doing an alum spell, slippery elm, you want to use that around where you are working. That is to, if they do gossip or say things about you, that's so that they, can, you know, just sort of slides off of you. But I do feel that there has been this is not a good environment. I know you wanted a good answer, but what we're looking at here is, like Dr. K said, you may have to start all over again. Keep this situation as calm and cool and pleasant as it can be. You know, like I said, a little bit of honey, a little bit of whatever, while you look for another job, because that's what you need to do. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. And really quick, yeah. Ms. Kat, how can I pacify the situation? Like, if I wanted to, how would I pacify the situation between me and John?
Well, a honey jar is always a good start for the love thing. Let me ask you a couple of questions. And I know, I'm sorry this is so hard to say these things on the radio, but I need to know. Do you have intimate sexual relationships with John?
Yes.
All right. So one of the things that can be used then is to feed him your menstrual blood, to tie him to you, keep him interested. And then you can use what is called dirt dauber nest dirt. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
All right. So do they have dirt daubers where you live? Can you get some of the nests of the dirt?
I know somewhere I can get it from, yes.
All right. We're not talking about a paper wasp's nest. We're talking about a dirt dauber wasp. This is the wasp that makes these little clay tubes, and that is used to keep a man domestically tied to you and under a woman's control. The reason is these wasps that have these dirt dauber nests, it's the male is faithful to the female and does everything and builds a little home and all that. And you can use that dirt dauber nest to crush it up and feed it to him, and it will keep him under your control. It's very strong, very, very strong. Hard to get the dirt dauber nests. Don't know any commercial source for them. You have to be able to get them. I do have a little bit in the shop, and I will send it to people. But there's no charge on it because I can't. And don't all you all phone me now at once because I don't have that much. But I will send it to people who need it, okay?
Yeah. Kat, I got to ask a question here, and I'm sorry because I'm confused here. I mean, this is someone who has lied on you, cheated on you, and now has blocked you in your income, but yet you still want to be with him. To me,
I didn't say he's lied.
I don't mean to embarrass you here, huh?
I didn't say he lied on me, and I don't know where you're getting he cheated on me. Not that I know of.
Okay, I'm not
fact that the man is blocking your income and that he has caused you problems on your job and impugned your integrity before your peers, a community of peers and colleagues.
Well, what she said.
I think you're misunderstanding completely, Dr. K. I think you're completely misunderstanding. What I was saying was he has information on some of the people I work with. And like I said, the people have a feeling that I also know what he knows. So I think I said there's nothing he did. I mean, it's nothing that he went out and said, you know, or she did this or she did that,
right.
Or,
right.
You know. I don't know where, unless you know,
yeah.
Something.
Okay,
else.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to move on up the river of denial. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, what I think here is what you're saying, hon, is that you don't blame him for this. It just is one of those unfortunate circumstances. But your relationship with him is rocky on other accounts. Isn't that correct?
It's rocky on other, yes.
Yeah, all right. So I'm just going to deal with the love situation. The fact that I don't, and you were pretty clear about it. You said he didn't do this on purpose. It just is what it is. But the thing is that the relationship is rocky on its own, and I saw that too. You see, and I said I don't know that this is going to work. I'm not giving you a you know, you must not be with the man. I'm not one of those kind of readers. I'm just saying, if you have problems and they continue, you might want to move on. But for now, just do the kind of work you want to. Set yourself a time limit. I don't feel like you have more than a 50% chance here. But you might. It might all come around, and it might all, you know. But what caused the relationship with him to be rocky, that's its own issue. We can't go into too many issues at one time. But
right.
I think that you can work with him. And I said that dirt dauber nest spell is to kind of lower him in, just to lower him beneath you, if you know what I'm saying. I think that. And I don't mean that in a cruel way, like to make him your slave or anything, but just to keep him a little bit more focused on doing what you want to have done in the relationship, okay?
And if we did that, the relationship would work a whole lot smoother. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's what most women
right.
would say, yeah. I mean, that's how it is. I mean, you're a woman. I'm giving you advice I would give to a woman. If you were a man, I'd give you different advice, okay? You understand? I only answer the question as I'm given it. But I do think you may come back again with some reconsideration on that relationship, because there are problems in there that I saw that go, you know, they're problems. So we'll just leave it at that and let you handle your own business, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you so much,
Mr.
Thanks,
Dr. All righty. Good luck. Hello, Dr. K. Uh-oh.
Okay, and so you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. I'm Dr. Keone, along with Cat Iron Root, and you are callers and listeners. So let's move forward to the next call. Are you ready, Cat?
Sure. Do you have one on your side?
Well, let's see if we can get this caller back from area code 404, okay? Caller from area code 404, are you here, Tanya?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, just a moment. Let us go ahead and read the synopsis for your call, okay? This is Tanya from Georgia, Cat, and she says that she has a recurring dream since she was 4 or 5 years old. That she was watching herself at the same time, but as a Native American girl in the woods with her older sister collecting leaves. She says she used to think it was a past life, but recently with the knowledge of her great-great Cherokee grandmother, who is a shaman, woman, healer, and community doctor, while being a slave, she is beginning to believe that it was a revealing dream as to her current path in root working. So she's looking to confirm this. Her spirit guidance tells her yes, but she is unsure as to what path this is to take. She has had a reading with us before. This is Tanya from Georgia.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Well, this sounds very positive to me. You know, if you wouldn't mind, may I just say a few things, and I don't really feel like I need to pull a card on this one. A lot of times people have events like this, and they ask, is this a past life, or is this an ancestor speaking? And different cultures have different ways of looking at it. In some cultures, there is both past lives and ancestors speak. In some cultures, it's just past lives. In some cultures, it's just ancestors. And in some, it can just be a spirit of God. In other words, not necessarily an ancestor. I come from a culture that does not believe in past lives. In other words, it's not my training or belief. I was born Jewish, and I became involved in the Baptist church and then in the spiritualist church, and I don't have a past life belief. So it's very hard for me to talk about that with people. I'm very frank about it. If you believe it, just go right ahead, because I'm not going to fight you on it. But I do feel there are incidents, and I've known, that I cannot explain other than as past lives, but I don't understand it, and I just say, well, I don't understand it yet. Maybe I'll understand it by and by. In this case, I think I understand it pretty clear. This seems more of what we call the ancestral call. Have you ever heard that phrase before, the ancestral call?
No.
That is a very important idea, and it's an important idea not just in root work, but in spiritual work generally. The ancestral call is when there are people in your lineage who are calling you to wake up and carry forth some of the spiritual gifts, talents, skills that they had. You could make it seem to be akin to DNA. It's like, you know, a little boy, his father was a famous singer, and he, you know, his mother has him, and his father doesn't acknowledge him, and, you know, he grows up in a ghetto and doesn't do really well. But one day, you know, someone says, my God, you have a beautiful singing voice. And he ends up being a singer, too. That's the ancestral call. It doesn't necessarily mean that you know or that you don't know. But when you hear that ancestral voice, and that voice says, I know you have these gifts because they came through my line, listen to it. So that's how I see it. All right. Now, that's my personal answer. It doesn't have anything to do with reading cards. When I feel that, I will speak of it. I think that you have been called to something that it is in, you could say, in your blood, in your genes, in your just in your aura, however you want to call it. That's what it is. And it's more than this one individual. It goes back much farther. That's how I feel it right now. It goes back much farther. This goes back, thousands of years. In other words, you see what I'm saying? This is a long, and it's not just one person that carried this lineage. You're a blending of the lineages of a number of gifted women. That's how I see it. So, yeah, you should follow this through.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm beginning to really study and learn more, and, you know, kind of having some doubts, but it's like you said, it's coming from multiple sources, because not just one side, it's coming from both sides. But that's really what one thing I keep thinking back on, that one, on that dream, and it never changes. It's always the same dream. Like, you know, that there's something else behind this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm going to give you some ideas on how to work with this kind of material. And I don't know if you've ever listened to some of the old radio shows. We used to have a wonderful lady who was on our panel back then, named Mambo Angel, and she was very firm about the fact that if you have any feeling of an ancestral call, although I don't believe she used that term, but she said, do you have your ancestor altar? I remember her saying that once to somebody, and they go, what? And she goes, you have to have an ancestor altar. And I would recommend that to you. Now, what does that mean, an ancestor altar? People don't know sometimes. Just start off with what you feel drawn to. Anything that belonged to anyone who had these kinds of gifts, pictures, photographs, graveyard dirt of that person, make a pilgrimage if you can find that. If not, walk out in the woods, and if it's herb doctoring, for instance, and so many of us, because of the history of the world, we all have these herb doctors in our past. Walk out in the world and start looking at the herbs and feeling, you know, do you feel called to any forms of working? You see what I'm saying? Put them on your altar and ask for revelations to be given to you and granted unto you.
Okay.
Dr. Kay, what do you think?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're having a problem here with the connection. I do see the same thing that Kat sees, actually, in regards to this being an ancestral call in your life. I will caution you, however, not to think that this is a call to be a professional conjurer, because I don't see that for you in the cards. I think that there's probably a lot that you're going to have to go through before you ever get to that level. And if you are thinking that that is going to be a viable outlet for you commercially, professionally, you know, the cards are not supporting that. The Six of Stones is reversed in the past here, in the outcome. And so it tells me that you don't make that a focus of following this path. And too many people do, you know. They look at what we do, what Kat and I do, and they know that we're probably the two most celebrated root workers in the world, worldwide, and the most successful commercially. And they, you know, they get a certificate or whatever, and then they think, oh, I hang out my shingle and I'm going to make a potload of money. And this is the wrong reason to go into this. We make a lot of money because we have been ordained to this and because we're damn good at what we're doing, not because we went into it to get money. So if you go into this with the right heart and the right spirit, who knows where you'll wind up. But let that be a caution for you, okay?
I'm going to say something on that one too. People who take my course know, and one of the first things I talk about is being gifted for the work, and then one of the early other things I say is you do have a client, even if the client is only you or your little baby sister or your child. Anybody you work for is your client, but that doesn't make you a professional yet. And I think that take it slow, take it easy, but I think you are being drawn in this direction. Time will develop your skills, talents, and gifts. But right now, the answer is yes. This is a calling, and follow it. Make a little altar space for it. It doesn't have to be a whole big old altar. Just make a little space and say, this is where the things of this lineage, the things of this family, find out. You know. Names. Do a little bit of genealogical research. Find out a little bit and put that together and then ask those spirits, you know, if you would teach me, help me, come to me in dreams. Let my hands be guided. Let my ears hear what's being said from the world of spirit. And if you need a reader to help you along, sometimes people do, a medium, for instance, who would contact the dead on your behalf. There are good mediums in this world, and there are certainly some at AIR. Just as an example, there are people who literally specialize in contacting ancestors on behalf of the developing of one's gifts in various realms. All right, and that you know. Guidance, in other words. You also might find a medium who could help you call on the spirit of others who worked in this field who were not related to you. In other words, you know, some other gifted doctor of some sort. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But start by dedicating some space and time to this and actually sit there and say, this is a path I'm going to walk and I'm going to see how it develops. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Good luck to you. I really feel.
Thank you, baby.
I really feel this. There's somebody there who wants to break through and come say something to you, and it's a message for you. It's not a message for me to give to you on the radio. Okay. You'll hear it.
Thank
you'll
you.
Hear it in your own home. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Kat. We mm-hmm. have a problem.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I have lost all internet connection here at the W Hotel where I am housed, and we're trying to fix that problem right now, but I have no interface to the switchboard or anything. I can't get in at all. I can't bring up another caller or anything right now. So I think we may have to wing it a little bit here. And,
all right.
Here's
the possibility is to have Nagashiva call in and handle the switchboard.
Okay. All right. Well,
would
then,
you like
let
to
him
do
that?
That?
Yeah,
right.
I'll have to log off then for you to do that.
Okay, but now we can still hear you on the phone, though, right? Yeah.
No, I'm going to have to log off and then
dial back in, and then Nagashiva will have to take you in. Okay. So I'm just typing a message to him in the chat room. I'm writing, Nagashiva, can you handle this? But I'm not, yes, and he's saying, doing so now. All right, so he's got it under control.
We're totally locked out here. Don't know why.
All righty.
Okay.
All righty. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna handle being you, except for that he's not online. Oh, and he says, area code. Oh, he's already on it. Oh, what a good boy. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
I love him. He's so good. All righty. All right. So the next area code I have here is area code 562, and this is someone named Seven Planets. Okay? 562. Do you got that, Nagashiva? And I can't hear him talk, see, but we'll see if we got it. 562. Area code 562. Oh, he can't hear me? Oh, dear. I don't know how we're going to handle this. Are you still here, Dr. K? Okay. I don't seem like I'm connected to anybody. I'm not hearing anybody. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, someone says they can hear me. All righty. That's good. I'm on the phone. All right. Nagashiva says, I'm not in the board yet. Ms. Michael says Nagashiva is asking for Dr. K's area code. Dr. K can't get in. And I'll tell you, though, he said he was calling from New York City. I can assume that that's 212. All right? Let's just guess that it's 212. Isn't that the area code for New York City? All right, well. All right, well, I'm going to just sit here and... nobody else can get in. This is great. I have you all captive. You're all my captives now. All righty. So, Nagashiva, Nagashiva, can you open up to area code 562? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Cyclona says there's another area code for New York City, which is 516, they think. And someone says, I'm on the board and can hear you. 212 is New York. And someone else says, 323 is New York. I don't know. And I know there's another one for Staten Island also. All righty. Nagashiva, can you hear me? Type yes if you can. He doesn't hear me either. He's not typing yes. Dear me. Well, I guess I'm going to have to type here. You're going to have to bear with me while I go clickety-clicka. Nagashiva, come here. He's across the room in the hall. Okay. Now he says yes. Yes, okay. 718 is Staten Island. Okay. I am now in as Dr. K, says Nagashiva. We're following this blow by blow. But I need Dr. K's area code. We've been telling you, it's 212. 212, that's New York City. He said he was at Times Square.
Hey, Kat.
Yeah, there you are.
Hello. Well, yeah, we, yeah. Oh my God, I tell you, some places.
Well, you know what happened? You missed all of this. You didn't give your area code when you left, and we were playing like, what's the area code in New York City? He said he was at Times Square.
Yes, but I'm calling in on my from my personal cell, so that's But I also see that there are some other 321s as well. I think some family members are listening here tonight. Anyway, let's move on. We got 45 minutes left of the show. We're so
all
right,
boy. That was well. First of all, we have to say thank you, Nakashiva. Cookies for Nakashiva.
Thank you, Shiva.
Thank you, Shiva. All right. Now, we're going to go to area code 562. All righty.
Okay.
Is 562 here? That would be seven planets.
Yes, I'm here. I'm
oh,
here.
Good. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. All righty. So
oh, that's
this
great.
Is,
hi.
This is seven planets. Where are you calling from, 562?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So,
oh, I know who this is.
All right.
Have you
ever had a reading with Dr. K or Catherine before? Yes.
I had a reading with.
Yeah, you, well, I'm reading
Kat
what
about,
you wrote. You said February 2009, and you're calling back with more. So here's the
right.
question from your description. What is a fixed frog? That's F-R-O-G,
yeah.
frog, like the little animal. What is a fixed frog? If one is used on you or your family, what can you do? Could it have anything to do with a series of strange things, like my waiter being shot point blank while taking my order, a car crashing through a plate glass window into my desk at work just before I got there, a man getting hit by a car in front of me? For some reason, I'm very concerned about my family. There is repeated over-the-top drama in my son's life, and now my grandbabies lives, and my daughter is finally pregnant after working hard to finish her education. I'm pushing against something affecting money, love, and something is not right. Something seems off. Do you want a card reading? Yes. You want root work? I can tell you what a fixed frog is, but let's first find out, seven planets, why do you believe this is a fixed frog?
Well, there was a root worker that was associated with my family. I think you and I talked about this, Catherine. I had a reading with you over a year ago, and
yeah.
you didn't know him personally, but you knew of him.
Yes, I know who we're speaking.
And
of,
yeah. right, and I remember I was my whole family has been intimidated with me. I was born with a call. I dream true. I get in these moods where I can tell people what's going on with them. I've never really taken it seriously. It's just been something I can do. So when he passed away, they tasked me with going into his office, taking things out, you know, bringing things out of it. One of the things I remember my mom specifically asking me for was the fixed frog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is after he passed away, he was kind of the glue that held us, our family together. And after he passed away, I was just surprised at how vehement members of my family became after that. And I think that someone may have been throwing for my family, somebody in my family, somebody associated from that time, I think probably threw for us. But I remember specifically my mother asking me for that fixed frog, and it keeps coming up in my mind over and over again as really strange and horrific things have happened to me and my son specifically since that time, and from comments that she made to me about disowning me and just really negative things. And mm-hmm. and this is out of the clear blue sky. This is after going to church with her for a number of years. This is after thinking we're in church together. She's my mom. Of course, I love her. You know, we're worshiping together. We're learning things together. And as soon as he passed away, she just did an about face, and I realized that a lot of her behavior to me was that she'd been jealous possibly for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I remember looking at that frog, and I remember giving it to her, not thinking at the time that it would ever be anything, you know, used against me. I'm thinking, this is my mom. You know, we've been to church together. We've learned things together. But the timing of when things started happening, these things started happening, and in my mind's eye, I keep seeing that jar, and I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking of there must be a connection. And there have been a number of times, my son and I, my daughter, it seems to be okay. But for my son and I, we have a hard time in money. We have a hard time communicating.
All right. I get the picture. Let me tell you what a fixed frog is, and let me tell our listeners because they may not know. A frog or a snake, a lizard, some of these animals, they can be used to create a spell on somebody. They themselves have some power. In other words, why do we use a frog and not a fixed mouse, for instance? Although I have heard of people fixing rats if someone's a snitch. Why a frog and why a snake, why a lizard? I think that really goes back to really ancient, cultural ideas. But the frog is a female emblem often. Frogs are sometimes used as to help a woman get pregnant, and frogs are they're sort of some squatting. They look like a lady about to give birth or maybe a whatever, you know what I'm saying. And so they often will find frogs used in cultures worldwide to represent pregnant ladies, to represent women's lineage. To fix a frog like that, there's a number of ways to do it. One way is, of course, to torture the animal to death and in the presence of different herbs and minerals and or with alcohol. There's just so many ways to do this. It's very cruel to the animal. And in the animal's death, the elements of the person who is being put under control, we should say, are put in with that frog, okay? So that's what a fixed frog is. Fixed means prepared, dressed, made to work for juju purposes, all right? You can do it with a snake. You can take a snake and literally gut that snake, through the back end of the snake, pull out all its guts and stuff that snake with things and put that in the path of somebody so that they would have to step over it. There are many, many ways. You can even use a snake shed or a snake skin that way. There are many ways to do this, but the things that are used most often, snakes, frogs, lizards, just the way it is. Just what it is. So this is something of power, and it is something of control, and it's very rarely would it be used for anything good. Okay, so that's what it is. Now, the events you describe are classic events of you're being held in a state of danger, but you're not being attacked. Okay, in other words, it's all going around you. It's like a constant set of shots, warning shots over your bows. You know what I mean? The waiter gets shot. Yeah. The guy ahead of you gets the crash. This is scary. This is scary, and it does look dangerous to me. Dr. K, what do you think?
It is very, very dangerous, and of course, I've heard of this and have done it myself. And you mentioned using mice or mouse. There are tricks for doing those type of things to make people ill, and removing the liver of the mouse and doing a trick with that in the presence of herbs and minerals and roots while you call out the specific type of malady that you want this person to suffer from. You use the liver for that. And, of course, you shed the blood of that particular animal. Now, in this particular spell you're talking about, I've heard most often of it, the frog is suffocated in a container.
That's right.
Along with those things and to snuff out that person's life. So it's a very, very hard trick that is done to you, and it is something that if you can't dig it up, you're going to really, really need to find someone who has expertise to take it off of you, because you will suffer, just like that animal suffered. So are we going to be talking about how to move this and help her?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you want this to be gone, right?
Oh, yes. It's for a long time, you don't want to believe that somebody that you know is going to do something, has done something like that to you, somebody, a family member. And I've tried to ignore it. I've tried to push these feelings away. I've tried to just focus on being positive. But, I know things to do to kind of help myself, protect myself, kind of help my son, protect him. But all the things that I know to do are not, things have simmered down to a certain extent. I'm not as But there's still some there. I know that I just have to be careful all the time.
Yeah.
And my son is I now have three grandsons. My daughter is now pregnant, and although she was not part of this, for some reason she was not in this. If you throw to see if my son and I are affected, I think you'll probably see that we were, and probably mm-hmm. she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has passed away. This is the third anniversary of her death. She had property back east. I don't know, and she moved back there years ago. I don't know where this could be. I don't know when she could have done it. I don't know, that much of where to start to look.
So she got the frog when the old root doctor died.
Yes, and that would have been like 86.
In 1986, and now she's passed, and you don't know where the frog is. Yeah, this is bad news, honey. This is what we don't like to hear because, as you know, because you know this work really, really well, this is the kind of stuff. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. A little bit. Not the bad side of it, but I know I'm kind of like you. I'm more lady-hearted. I don't really.
Yeah.
I've never
right.
really. I just focus on making everything okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, even the most lady-hearted of us need to know where the bad stuff comes from and how to handle it. Thing is, the usual traditional way to deal with this is to get rid of that frog, burn it up in fire or some such, toss it into water. That's less effective. Burn it in fire. One of the things that could be done, and this is one of the ways that people work, is to make a proxy of it, a recreation of it, in a sense, and destroy that recreation. But you're not the kind of person who's going to want to torture a frog by suffocation in a container just to make a recreation that you can destroy. See, so that ain't going to go, that's not your path either, right? You get where I'm going? This is sort of difficult. So you're going to have to use some surrogate to represent that frog and destroy that and call into it everything that you can call into it. And I'm afraid, I never like to tell people you can't do this yourself. I'm afraid you need a professional root doctor to create that link between the frog that was done into and a surrogate. And if you don't want them to kill a frog and do it, you're going to have to get them to use some other kind of surrogate. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no other way to get rid of it except for to destroy it, and there ain't no other way to destroy it except for to undo it. And one way you can do this, and it's difficult, this requires a lot of power, is to transfer the curse, the energy, into to the thing that you control from the thing that was lost. You see what I'm saying? You literally recreate it and then destroy it.
Let
me throw something in here because the spirit began to speak to me when you were talking about this cat, and I've been turning the cards to look at it. You're correct. She will need some further help, but here's where you can begin, and Kat is right. You need to create a surrogate. You go and capture a frog from the wild, and you bring this frog home with you, and you want to keep this frog for, 10 days or so, and every day, you want to talk to this frog, and you want to tell it what has been done to you. And ask this frog that in exchange for you giving it its life and returning it to the wild, that it will take the problem that has been put on you away from you to the swamps from which it came. That is what I get here. And I feel like that is going to help you. In fact, the Three of Wands and the Quest Tarot comes up in the outcome. And guess what it has on it as one of the images? A frog.
Good. Good.
A live frog sitting in the swamp. And so that's where you need to begin. You don't have to kill one. You simply need to, as they did in the Old Testament, find the scapegoat cat. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And high priest laid the hands on the scapegoat and transferred the transgressions of the person to the scapegoat. But instead of sacrificing the goat, they let it go free in the wilderness
mm-hmm.
to take away the transgression. This is going to help
yeah.
you. And, of course, I think there's going to be a little bit more work that needs to be done for protection and cleansing. I have the Three of Cups here. I get a lot of water here, Kat, that speaks
mm-hmm.
to the fact that she does need a lot of cleansing work done. The Six of Wands is reversed here. Six of Swords is reversed under the Empress card. This speaks to aggressive alchemical work being done. But, again, it's for, and this seems to to address some feminine issues here that came about
mm.
as a result of this thing mm-hmm. being put on you. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Yes, you
yeah, well,
are.
The frog, as I said at the outset, the frog is usually a female symbol. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
I love your solution. I love your
mm-hmm.
solution, Dr. Keone, because that is the lady-hearted way to work, is to tell the frog, in exchange for your life, you must take this with
mm-hmm.
you. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
like
and
that. Do place
really
the
like
frog
that.
On your do place the frog on your womb, because I know that
okay.
there's an issue there. Place the frog
mm-hmm.
on your
mm-hmm.
womb at least every day. For, you know, and of course, you know, this is going to be a little, you know, don't be squeamish about it, okay? But do
mm-hmm.
what you got to do. That's what I believe in. Who
yeah.
do I got to do what I got to do. And ask the frog to take away the physical maladies that came as a result of that spell as well. I know that that is one of the things that is done in Mexican magic as well as in Palo and Santeria. And I think you're going to be okay in the long run. Kat, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to talk
yeah,
over you. I got excited.
No, I agree. I think this can be done. And, you know, the card I get just as the final card, the only card I've pulled on this whole thing, I just said, give me the answer. What's going to happen? I get justice.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
that is a card of balance, restoration of balance. You have a very, very interesting situation here. It's difficult, you know, but I think you can handle it. I really think you can. Catching that frog, that's going to be a good one. You got to give that a try.
Well, since I had my reading with you just before I had that reading with you, I realized that I couldn't avoid whatever was going on because things started to escalate. And I said, okay, I've got to focus. I've got to rededicate myself to this work. I've got to get my notes down. I've got to do everything I know to do. So I had started a year ago to seriously, thoroughly rededicate myself, embrace my gifts, whatever they are, and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enrolled in your class. I'm in one of your students.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I know that I have gifts only because part of it is because I read what they are in the beginning of your book. Part
mm-hmm.
of it's because you know one of my sisters told me years ago, oh well, you were born with a call. I didn't know what that was. I had
mm-hmm.
no idea what that meant. I've always,
mm-hmm.
you know, things have come to me, didn't really, thought everybody was kind of like that, didn't realize that I was
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to work with my gifts. Of course I want to help my family first of all. But
mm-hmm.
I also feel like if things are going to come to me about situations, if I'm going to dream about things before they happen, what am I supposed to do with this? Am I supposed to just help my family? You know, what am I supposed to do?
Well, obviously, you are supposed to turn in your homework and graduate from the course. Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't. I just
all right.
I was looking at
do that first, and much more will be given to you. No, seriously, you do have gifts. And for those, again, who are listening on the radio and don't know what we're speaking of, to be born with a call is spelled C-A-U-L and sometimes called born with a veil, V-E-I-L. And that is literally, scientifically, a little fragment of the amniotic sac over the face of the baby or over the head when the baby is born. And that is a sign. It's an old, old sign. A child born with a call is a child who has two major gifts. One is second sight, the gift of vision, and the other is they will not drown in water. And so that's what we're seeing here. do your homework, and you'll as you do it, you'll, you know, like you said, rededicate yourself. You are gifted. You will be a worker. Again, I don't say necessarily a professional worker, but I do see that you have something ahead of you that is, again, very strong. You're very strong. And the thing about you that is so powerful is there's a certain dignity to your work and a certain gravity and calmness to your personality that tells me you would be a very wise woman to help others as you get older yourself. You're going to be one of those old grandmothers that everybody listens to.
Okay. And as far as the situation I'm in right now where I have, I'm going to school because I've been late on my last job. So I need some income. I've been looking. I'm an older, more mature, you know, student, more mature job search applicant. I've looked at everything and done everything I know to do, but I feel like there's something pushing, and this is part of what's happening now, this work that's been done, is pushing my income, is pushing, you know, other things in my life. For me, as I'm working on this frog, as I'm working on remediating that work,
mm-hmm.
I'm also needing to restore my financial foundation. I'm in a
mm-hmm.
situation right now where I am sleeping on a friend's sofa.
Mm.
And the only finances I have now literally are financial aid for school.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep up your schoolwork. Keep up your schoolwork, because that one I got a good card on. It seems to me that you will do well. That is the Ace of Wands. That shows strength, purposefulness, activity, and it's a good card. What are you studying in school?
I'm studying graphic design, web design. I went to Cal State Long Beach a long time ago to be an artist, to be an illustrator, and I'm picking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to school now after all these, you know, decades. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, graphic design, web design. I also sing. I've
okay, well, let's stop with
yeah.
this. Okay, I don't care how many gifts you have here. Let me just start with this. You have a website of your own?
I'm designing one.
All right. Call me for a reading, or call any of us at AIR for a reading when you get your own website up. If you want me to, I'm a web designer, as you know. I know how to do this work. You can call me for a half-hour reading on web consultation on how to make yourself famous on the web, because I know how to do it.
Okay.
Dr. K knows how to do it. You can call him, right? Right. Both of us know how to do this. So you can learn things in class, but they won't tell you all the secrets that the people who are out there in the field really know how to do. But I want you to have a website for yourself before you can advertise yourself, right? Do you have a business card? Do you have right? You know, get yourself those business cards at Vistaprint. I don't want you. I mean, yeah, you don't have a lot of money right now, but every cent you get, I want you to. If web design is what you want to do. Throw
yeah.
aside your preconceptions, and we'll help you pick up some clients by helping you excel at that. And like I said, this is one of the interesting things about the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. Dr. K, myself, Johannes, Miss Benedicta, Miss Michael, all of us have other specialties as well as root work. Very few people, you know, start off at the age of 15 and go, I'm going to be a root doctor. You know, we go through other things.
Right.
And so if you need to know about dog training, you could come to me. I could tell you some things about dog training. You didn't know that, but I've just told you I could. And web design is something that a number of us have done. Look at our websites and say, I want a website just like Miss Michael has, or I want a website just like Miss Cat has. And you can hire us for that too. We'll do that too. If you want to know about organic gardening, hey, you know, I used to be a staff editor at Organic Gardening Magazine. If you got organic gardening questions, call me. And that's the interesting thing. Many of us, I'll give you another example, Auntie Cindy Toto. She explains it right there. She doesn't hide it. She's an accountant. She does accountancy. Now, she might not be able to be hired by you to be an accountant, but if you want to become an accountant, go to a root doctor who's an accountant to help you become an accountant. You see what I'm saying? Many of us, all of us who are in air, we all have these other little side things. Some of us are just, maybe the best thing we can say about ourselves is we have children. We have a marriage. If you want a better marriage, go to a root doctor who has a good marriage. If you want to have happy children, go to a root doctor who has good relationships with their children. You can find out. You can do that. And when it comes to career, I'm a big promoter of women getting that career in midlife. I've had to do it myself a couple of times. The first thing I'm going to say is if it's web design, get yourself a website, get yourself a business card before you even call me, and then we'll talk about the magical spells that you can do and the practical stuff, and I'm going to spend about equal time on both. All right?
Okay, well, I have an appointment with you this week, actually.
I want you to have that website tonight. All right.
Okay.
I don't usually advertise this stuff, but there is a company called GoDaddy.com. Have you ever heard of them?
Okay.
Yes, I have. GoDaddy.com. I'm just going to tell you the two things I want you to do before we do the reading. VistaPrint.com. That's where you get the business cards.
Right.
GoDaddy.com.
Right.
They have a program there. They are not the best web host in the world. I will not recommend them for people who need fast servers, but the one thing they do have, they have an interactive website called Website Tonight, and you literally can build a website tonight. It's not a good website, but it'll be there, and then we can talk.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Dr. Kay. Thank you, Ms. Kat. I so appreciate your help. You don't know how this has been hanging over me, and nobody knows what I'm talking about, and it's a load off to be able to talk to somebody who can explain this to me and share it with you. And most of all, give me the idea that there is even hope. You don't know how many nights I've kind of sat down with myself and said, what is this? And how am I fixed this? How am I going to make this happen? Thank you.
Well,
thank
you're
you
on the world
so
to recovery.
Much.
You're welcome. God bless you now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck. God bless you. We'll talk later.
I also suggest here in the chat room, Kat, that she needs to download my all-powerful money hand. That thing is working miracles around the world. It has been downloaded thousands of times by people, and the testimonies just come in. People are getting property. They're getting houses. They're getting cars. Everything that they need. And I keep saying to people, look, don't just use it for short-term needs, because the hand has been updated at the beginning of this year for addressing long-term goals, your career goals, big money goals, that are within reason according to your expertise and education and that type of thing. You see, if you have an MBA in finance and you have the education, well, you can use that hand to propel you even higher, according to your educational background and your potential. That hand will work for you, and it's free. Please download it. I don't ask for anything. Get it and work it.
Now, give us the URL. How do we find it?
Sure. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought everyone knew. I'm sorry. You can go to jujucentral.net. And if you don't have an account there, that's myhoodoospace.ning.com. But jujucentral.net will take you right there, an abbreviated URL. And sign up for membership. You must put an actual photo of yourself and at least your first name. Otherwise, you will not be approved for membership, okay? And then you simply go to my profile there, which is you'll find my profile. You'll see me. I'm all over the place. And look in the picture, the photo section, and you'll see that hand. Or send an email to me at drkeone@drkeone.com, and I'll be very, very happy to send the hand to you so that you can download it, print it out, and the instructions are with it. Smoke it with incense. Do your thing with it. The instructions are there, and it will begin to work for you immediately.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's really good. Well, over in the chat room, speaking of the chat room, they're asking us to do a two-hour show. I'm going to have to tell them, no, I don't think we can handle 2 hours yet. Maybe sometime. We don't want to overstay our welcome. 1.5 hours is good enough. Also in the chat room, I just have to comment, there's been a little bit of side chatter about Hoodoo Foods, and this is a call for recipes here. Miss Michael is giving everybody a little bit of a hint about her upcoming recipe, which is going to be in the 2011 Hoodoo Foods Recipe Roundup and Conjure Cook-Off Cookbook from Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. And the recipe she is going to be contributing is called Kiss Me Now Balls. That is the name of it. And I'm yes, indeed. And I'm also contributing my great-grandmother's psychic dream cookies. And now she's talking about some lucky green risotto. And so just those of you who love to cook with Hoodoo Herbs, there's been a whole side chatter going on in the chat room that didn't make it to the radio. But the deadline for the Hoodoo Foods cookbook is April 10th. Send your recipes that use magical herbs, give the meaning of the recipe as well as what the herbs are, and you send them to Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at LuckyMojo.com. And if you want to read more about it, Nagashiva can post the thing in the chat room, but it is at Lucky Mojo workshops, and then it's LuckyMojo.com/conjurecookoff.html. And Conjure Cookoff all spelled out, and that gives you the necessary for entering the cookoff and the recipe roundup, and it also has a link to a list of herbs that are good in magical cookery. So I just had to give a little shout out to the ladies in the chat room talking food.
Amen, and that's going to be a really great cookbook, and I'm definitely going to get mine, and I know a few other people are going to get theirs so that they can do the hoodoo in the kitchen. I was asked just now to give my email address out again. That's Dr. Kioni, D-R-K-I-O-N-I, without any spaces or hyphens, at drkioni.com, so that you can email me for the all-powerful money hand. And incidentally, I saw here Cyclona, and I know that she had told me about this. Cyclona said that she downloaded the hand and gave it to her boyfriend to help him with his business, and he got a $20,000 loan with it here. And that, I know, just happened in the past 2 weeks. So the hand worked exceptionally fast for them. And he's starting a new business with that $20,000 that he got with that hand. So, folks, let my hands work for you. I can get money.
Good, good. Yeah, you are are a money magnet. I remember the very first one of these yearly hoodoo workshops we had, and I remember you showing people how to prepare a money mojo, and you chanted over that thing, "I am a magnet for money," and that was pretty
powerful.
Money
loves me.
Money loves
me. I am a magnet to money, and money stays with me. All I want, I can't afford, and all I can't afford, I have.
Yeah, you're good that
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
You're okay. Very good that way.
Thank you, Kat. I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Let's talk to someone else. We got some time. Don't you want to?
All righty. Here's Miss M, and this is in area code 803 in South Carolina. So let's try to get 803 South Carolina.
Hello, Miss M. Are you there?
Hello. Ms. Can you hear me?
Yes, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So Miss M has never had a reading with either of us and gives us this introduction. Within a month or so, I'm going to try to surrender my house to the lender in order to get out from underneath an untenable situation. Not foreclosure, just surrendering the deed, keys, etc. If I want to move forward with my life and my possible future family, I need to get out from under this house. I've done a reading, and it seems to indicate I've done the best I could in a difficult situation, could not have it all. But good things are coming, moving forward. I guess my concern is that this house situation has just seemed jinxed from the word go. And every time I seem to be on the brink of getting out from under, it's like I get dragged back down. Could you tell me if that's the case, a jinx? Or if it's just a culmination of the awful economy, the bad situation, the bad decisions, and is there anything I can do to ameliorate the situation? I'm going to also add another question we might want to ask is the house itself jinxed rather than you being jinxed, Miss M? Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So this situation, does this involve any other people besides you and the house? In other words, partners, other people?
Yes, ma'am. Sir, good evening, Ms. Cat. Good evening, Dr. Keone. This house was, just a brief background, this house was bought with my ex, kind of as a, rather than an engagement ring, it was a precursor sort of thing. And he had led me along for 4 years, promising me, yeah, we're going to get married. I finally suspected of him of cheating, and we ended the relationship, and he basically took just about everything out of the house and left me with it. So he hasn't made a payment on it in a couple of years. I've been carrying this house as long as I can. His name is on the title, as on the mortgage, unfortunately. And I have tried to get rid of it once. He claimed I owed him money. Actually, the reverse was true. And I went through a real estate lawyer trying to create a severance to just get his name off the title so I could sell it myself without having to involve him. And he ended up forcing the lawyer by trickery to enter into a conflict of interest, and it basically nixed the whole deal. So it's come to a point where I'm in a different relationship with a good man who has children, and he's divorced, and we're looking at possibly moving forward with our relationship. And I know in order to do that effectively, I have got to be out from under this house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I stand on that.
Okay, I understand. Well, the first card I get is the Eight of Swords. That's the woman tied and bound, standing barefoot in muddy water with eight swords stabbed into the ground around her outside of an old-fashioned castle. So this house... Well, that's your card of the past, honey. That is this man did this to you really to trap you, you know, in a way. He wanted to have control over you. The second card I get, and this is pretty, this is three cards and it's a clear as a bell. This is one of these really clear readings. It's the Knight of Wands. That's the new man coming in to rescue you. If you looked at these two cards next to each other, lady all tied up with the swords around her, now next comes a man on a horse, and he's like, I'm here to help. You know, I'm here. I come to save the day. Third card, you're going to love it, is the Ten of Cups, and that is man and a woman standing out with a rainbow in the sky, ten cups in the sky. They got their arms around each other. Nothing is hindering you from walking away from this house. In other words, this is what was done the house itself, because remember I said at the very beginning, was the house itself jinxed? Now that could mean two things, and I didn't know what I meant when I said it. Could be, oh, the house is on an old Indian burial ground is the way some people would put it. And I noticed the house was haunted. The house was on a bad piece of land. The house itself carried its own negative energy. There were bad spirits there. It was a graveyard, whatever. No, it's not that. The man did this to you. Your ex did this to you with the house as part of tying and binding you. But when you broke up with him, you're left tied and bound with the sword stabbed into the ground. In other words, you're no longer being threatened by him or connected to him in any way, but you can't get free because you're still blindfolded, tied and bound, kind of like, oh, what if I were to move? Maybe the threat is still here. It's not. But you do need someone to untie you, because this gal in this card, if you saw the picture that I see, she can't untie herself. But this knight comes along, she's untied. It's like a little storybook. It's like, this one is almost like a comic book when you read the three panels, you know what I'm saying? And they all live happily ever after.
That's wonderful to hear. Card reading is not my strong suit. I'm more intuitive knowing. And unfortunately with this situation, I think I was getting in my own way, because normally I just know. In this case, I really didn't. So I did a reading which came out with the Seven of Swords, the Ten of Cups, and the Queen of Pentacles.
Queen of Pentacles, same thing. Really, you get your own land. Very good. Very good reading. Here's what I would do. I would do a cut and clear on the house. Go get some cut and clear bath crystals, make them up into some wash with Chinese wash, bathe the house down, say, I am clear of this house. I declare and I affirm I am done with this house. Okay?
Oh, definitely. I will.
All righty.
Sounds good.
Do you have anything to add to that, Dr. Keone?
No, I don't. You covered it very well, and I do agree with you that she can walk away from this. The hangman has her suspended. She has been suspended. Two of Cups sits in the past with the Seven of Swords there. So that shows us, you know, that the nature of this thing stems, as you say, from that relationship. But she can move forward. It's going to take a little bit of work. That's not to be underestimated. It's going to take a little bit of work, but you will be okay in the outcome. This is a new beginning for you, so don't despair. The death card, which some people are so afraid of, is not a bad card here in this particular reading, as it sits at the outcome under the Three of Stones. So it says you're going to have to work kind of hard to make this change and get around the corner. But as Kat said, you can walk away from this and start anew. That's what I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call.
All righty. Well, we're just about at the end of the show. And I have to say to Nagashiva that, of course, my clock is on some weird time, so I don't even know when the show will end, but that's just, we're just going to hope.
Yes,
that
we have 4 minutes remaining here on the switchboard. Yeah, four minutes, so we're going to wrap it up.
All right. Well, see, my clock is, I always set my clock ahead, and I have no idea. So 4 minutes, I can do the math. Okay. All righty. So just once again, I just want to say that the conversation is going on in the chat room about this, about the cooking. And Johannes is in the chat room from Sweden, and he's saying he's going to send in some recipe too. And so we're just hoping that people will send in their recipes. The deadline is April 10th. Send them to robin@luckymojo.com. Okay? And that's going to be for the recipe roundup and conjure cook-off. The actual cook-off itself will be on the 7th of May, Saturday, and there's a food judging and tasting. Any of you who come out for the workshop can make any of the recipes you want to bring, but put them in the recipe book. You got to get them in by April 10th, and then they'll be judged. And we'll also be trying to make a few of the recipes that people have sent in who could not be there. All that food, after it's judged, it'll be judged on appearance, on taste, and on magical efficacy, and it'll be there for people to eat at the party.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody here said, Cyclone said, this should be on Food TV. You know, that would be kind of a nice little TV show, you know, Magical Kitchen, The Magical Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. The Magical Kitchen, yes, and great cooking idea, great show.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Kay, do you have anything to say to wind it up for us?
Well, I'm always happy to be here and to talk with our guests and to share with the world this wonderful tradition of hoodoo, African-American herbal magic, and help you remediate your situation and find the answers and a clear path so that you can empower yourself. And that is my honor. Indeed, it is my honor, no matter how many times we do this show. And I look forward to dialing in. I'm a little tired here today, but, you know, wouldn't miss it for the world. And so sitting here looking out over New York Times Square here, looking at the M&M store with the big video screen with the animated M&Ms, and it's just so funny. And I'm thinking about all of you as I sit here, because I truly feel like I'm sitting on top of the world. And I know this for a fact, that if you work this mojo, if you work this hoodoo, and you are serious about it, and you do it with faith in your heart, nothing will be impossible unto you. I don't care where you apply hoodoo in your life, be it career, love, family relationships, money. If you will focus on the positive in your hoodoo, you can make changes in your life that will not only astound you, but astound everyone around you. And they'll wonder, you know, how did she get there? How did she get there? How did she get that? Well, it's in the hoodoo.
That's right.
And I'm happy to bring it to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's something I always try to tell people. There is so much more to this work than just casting spells. There is self-confidence to be gained. There is connection to the spirit. there is so much that we can learn from doing this work, more than just magical spells. And a lot of it has to do with self-development and growth.
It does, Kat. And that is, I mean, that is a mouthful that you just said there. I mean, it's self-development and growth. And even in Paulo, when we talk about Lucero, he is about evolution and helping you grow. Grow beyond yourself. Grow beyond your shortcomings. Grow beyond your failures. You know, hoodoo can do that for you, but you've got to focus on using hoodoo for that, not just focus on hiding other people and trying to keep people down because you're jealous and insecure. Folk hoodoo will never help you if that's all you do. So
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour right here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. You'll be able to listen to this show in its entirety in about 45 minutes simply by going to this website and clicking on the listen button. You can also download this show from the link that is right under the player here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. You can download that show into your iTunes player or MP3 player or onto your computer. So we thank you for listening. Join us again next Sunday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, when you hear the familiar strains of the Jug Band Waltz as we announce another installment of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, all. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kat? Hey, Kat?
Yes.
Hello, Kat. Yes, watch your email. I'm going to send something to you right away, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, hon. All righty, good night.
Good night.